أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى. صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with our explanation of Surah Al-Duha, we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken two qasams, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made three promises to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now we're discussing, since yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's three favors that Allah had bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first of these favors which we discussed yesterday, أَلَمْ يَجِدَكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not find you a yatim, an orphan, fa'awa, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you refuge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you shelter, and we discussed the shelter that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had got, first after his father had passed away, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's birth that had taken place. He was in the care of his mother, and then in the care of Abdul Muttalib, his grandfather, and then in the care of his uncle Abu Talib. The second of the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about, وَوَجَدَكَ ظَالًا فَهَدَى. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not find you not knowing? فَهَدَى, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the pre-nubuwat period of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the verses of Iqra were revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he had become the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that period of time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadn't had the knowledge of the deen of Allah. He did not have the knowledge of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this in a slightly different way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did not know what the kitab was. You did not know what this Quran Kareem was. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. And you had no knowledge of this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking about. But here we should not be mistaken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never, and every Nabi as a matter of fact prior to the Nubuwat had never ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had never committed any shirk. Leave shirk, it is the aqeedah and the belief of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that prior to the Nubuwat also, every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was free of sin. In other words, they were totally innocent of all forms of sin, be it a major or be it a minor sin. But despite that fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the Nubuwat. He did not have knowledge about akhirat. He did not have knowledge about the azab of the qabr. All that knowledge was granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he had become the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, by way of the favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَكَ ظَالًا, that O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we found you unaware. You had no knowledge of all these things. But then فَهَدَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided you. And such guidance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam himself had become a guide for the whole of mankind. Every aspect of his life was guidance for mankind, and up to now we all take inspiration from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was another very great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one was, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was an orphan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him shelter. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, after not having any knowledge of the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him such knowledge. Its equivalent could not be found amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and as a matter of fact in the whole of mankind. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had found you a'il, in other words, we found you in need. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew up in Makkah Mukarrama, and we will find many of those narrations that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also went out as a shepherd. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also earned a living. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not independent and well off financially. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference. Allah says, فَأَغْنَى, then we made you independent, or we gave you riches. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making particular mention of the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the middle part of his life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his 20s, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engaged in a joint venture with Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who subsequently became one of the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, who became one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But up to that point in time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not by the financial means. When he joined Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went into this joint venture where the commodity, the goods were hers. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the effort. He went out, he sold his goods, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had earned. And hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam became independent. So this also was a very, very great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here we find our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reminded of these three favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon him. And it is not like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had forgotten these favors. He had always remembered these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds him of the three favors, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next three ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam three specific commands. The first of these commands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with regards to the yatim, to the orphan, do not suppress them, do not repel them, do not take away their rights. And we will find in the very many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about the virtue of looking after an orphan. Like we find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taking his index finger and the finger next to it, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam doing this gesture, he says to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that that person that looks after an orphan, in one riwayat, whether the orphan is from our own family or whether the orphan is from another family, that person and I will be like this on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, we will be together, we will be so close on the day of Qiyamah. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that that person that takes his hand and wipes it over the head of an orphan, the number of hair it touches, that is the amount of reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person. So throughout Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, we found that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam championed this cause insofar as the orphans are concerned, that the ummah needs to look after the orphans of especially one's family, whether that person is in the family or not in the family, one should still be looking after those orphans. And like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been reared as an orphan, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had become that person that championed the cause of the orphans, and not only the orphans, but every person that was in need. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll continue.